Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl. Jerry
Kiss. Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Breaking
we up. Share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Good evening. Wake up out there. It is Friday, and it is Find It Out Friday. We're going to be with Angie, and you know Angie finds out a lot of things out there. So, you know, everything in life is dancing. You know, we live with a dancing spirit. The stars in the heavens are dancing through space. The earth never ceases to spin. All life is dancing, the trees with the wind. The waves on the sea, the birds, the fish are all performing their own dance of life. Every living thing is dancing, and you must keep dancing too. For the rest of your life. So we got this music out here. We got all this stuff happening. But you have to keep dancing out there. That's what it's all about. You know, I want to say happy holidays to everybody out there. This is the season. And before we bring in AG, I just want to just put this on. You know, let's listen to some Christmas music.
Want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish. Oh,
Yes, this is the season to be joyful, hopeful. Keep moving out there. You know, it's good to have good friends. It's good to have people that love you. Aunt G's out there. She's moving around. She's going to be with us. Aunt G, are you on the line with us with Sharon and Karen with Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan?
Roger that. I'm here.
You know, before you get started, Aunt G, you know, I just like to let the listeners know Aunt G is full of surprises. You never know what she has up her sleeve. I was surprised the day she was in the area. She said, I'm close to your place. I said, okay. And I was the happiest. You know, I believe in that 6 feet thing. But when Aunt G got out of her car and I saw that beautiful bag, I kind of moved in a little bit closer. I couldn't hug her, but she felt me. She is full of surprises. Aunt G, I love the bag. I told you I was not going to dig into it until Christmas Day. But the bag is
yep.
so beautiful. I have to put
it
on my background because, you know, you said you wanted to go into Texas. And since I'm not going into Texas, I'm going to send them a video. But that bag is
mm-hmm.
going to be on my background.
You
so
like
you
it?
Will be. I love it. I said, let me let her
I
know.
Did.
Let me let the listeners know. I mean, you're just full of surprises. It just kept me moving all day. I said, you know what? You never know where Aunt G is coming from. But we all know that it's all about love. And it's all from your heart. And I really appreciate it. I can't wait. I'm going to stick to my guns. I will hang this bag on the backdrop.
If necessary, you can hide it in the closet away from yourself.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be,
you know,
it's gonna be hard.
Days.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to do it, you know, but I'm going to stick to my guns. I'm
yeah.
a woman of discipline over here, and I'm in the kitchen singing and blasting, you know, making up my goody-goodies for the people that I love. I'll just be glancing at it, but no, it's going to, I've already set the coloring up. I've got my colors together. I said that bag is going to be perfect and have it set up just so, you know, I have to work with the lighting department over here and audio and all that stuff, but we're going to get it together. But you will be in Texas. I wanted to let you know that and let you know how much I love
okay.
you and what a smile you put on my face today. Now, I'm going to leave that alone. I had to get it out before you got going. Tell us what you're finding out, Aunt G.
Well, people are still out here, you know, falling and bumping their heads against the wall and driving like they just jumped out of a Cracker Jack box, you know, and they just full of themselves and, you know, anger's out there and people bickering and arguing and it's just everything is everything. It's a cocktail going on out here, just a cocktail. You know, you got to sometimes I keep my head and neck tucked in, you know. Not too much, but enough where they can still see me, though. But I am watching. A couple of times, I almost started that video. You know what I'm saying? I said, okay, I need some evidence because y'all acting up. But, you know, it's just the times that we're living in, and everybody's just so beat down with frustration, and everybody wants to be and needs to be right. So, you know, I said, hey, you're both right. They stop. Yeah, I said it. You're both right. You know, you made your point, she made her point, you're both right. So now what you going to argue about? And they thought about it, but yeah, we both right. And they just went on and started laughing about something else. I said, well, sometimes just you could be a diffuser or just a fuse, or you could join on in. You know, everybody needs a little help sometimes bringing the energy down. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you can, you know, you see your loved ones or friends getting into things, you know, just help them step out of it a little bit, you know, whether it's a little comical or just say, hey, you know, really, how did this all start anyway? Do you know? Then that's sometimes, what did I? No, you came in, and then it's even funner when they're trying to play it back.
Figure it out.
You get so far in wrapped and stuff. Yeah, you trying to figure it all out. No, but then you did that. You know, and I just love it when I no. See, okay, now because you got a point. You got, oh, okay, yeah. So now I'm the scorekeeper. Now they really trying to break it down. And I become the referee. It really, you can just turn things into something else, and then it turns into an exercise. Okay, now, okay, we're in court now. So now it's your turn to speak. You know, in defense of what it is that really went down, to see if, you know, what part of this you're right and what part of you right, and then we'll figure it all out in the show. You know, and it's like, okay, yeah, let's talk this out. You know, because you know you really care about each other. You know, when people, because words hurt. And once
sure they
come
do.
Up and come out, you sometimes you can retrieve them back, and sometimes, a lot of times, you can't. You end up what they call eating that humble pie. A lot of people don't like the way that tastes sometimes. So if you don't want to end up in the humble pie category, you know, when you're talking to those that you care about, be gingerly about it. Because, you know, it is what it is. People have the right to disagree. They have the right to stand their own ground, and you have the right to stand yours. You still walk away both with your respect, but you don't have to be disrespectful in
that
process.
True.
Just remember, you see, it's not what you do, it's how you do what you do to get to what you want. So you don't need to call an MF, you don't need to call a B, you don't need to call him that sorry MF. You don't need to do those things, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Just speak on what the situation is and then try to work it out. And if this time this conversation is too hot, too ready, you got to think about separate. We're going to come back to this.
Distance.
And you may have to come back to it 3 or 4 times. You see, that's why court is held several times before they get to a final nitty-gritty. So just take your time. You don't have to have it all court and sitting and everything land down right now today. You know, just take your time, because that's all we have right now is timing. And it's important because, see, when people are leaving like buckets, they're leaving like buckets now, y'all. If you ain't been watching and paying attention, people are leaving like buckets.
Oh, man.
This thing is serious. You pick and choose your arguments. Pick and choose the things that you let bother you. You pick and choose, you see. Yeah, it's about holidays and jolly and changes and new things and things like that. Yes, all that. But don't forget about it. There's going to be a situation. But just remember, that's all it is. It's a situation. Live to see another day and love another day and be happy. See that smile park back up on your face. Know that it's going to happen. Yeah, you might, you need to, shower off and go to each other's corners for a little bit. But that's okay. It's all part of L-I-F-E. That spells life.
Yes, it is.
Then there's all those fun things, too. Oh, my God. There are stores closing, y'all. Get out there. Get out there.
What? What stores
are
closing, AG? What's happening? I haven't been out there.
Stores out there closing at the mall. There are closing down stores, liquidations, whatever you call it. Get out there. Get out there. There's things you can get for $2, $3, $4, $5, $7, $8, $9, $10. Get it. Go. I went past one place. I forgot the name. You can buy a cute little purse for $14.99. Yes. Go to the mall, y'all. Cute stuff is out there. Cute. You know what I'm saying? Keep your mask. Wear your mask, y'all. Wash your hands. You know, until something happens, you never realize really how dirty your hands get. You gotta look at that water sometimes. You're like, good Lord. You know what? You know, you're thinking, oh, well, I just only touched a couple of things. Nastiness. We got pollution. I don't know if you heard about this, folks. This is Netta fresh off the press, too. And it's just because I know we have pollution here in California, okay? Those of us that's been born here, raised here, and aware, I'm born and raised here. So that's why I know I have allergies, because of the pollution.
Right.
So, because when I'm in areas that don't have bad air, oh, I feel totally different. So I know how it affects. But this young lady's daughter, apparently, from what she feels, and she's addressing it, and she's getting in her, having her voice heard to her day in court, should I say. And I'm glad she brought it up. Her daughter was suffering in and out of the hospital with, allergies real, real bad and broke out the other thing. And they was kept trying to lean it on that. But then when she, because she kept really, really good thorough reps, she said it's the pollution. The pollution in the air that actually ultimately killed her. And, and that's the blame on people who we pay tax dollars for. To make sure that air is good, and that the cars is not emulsion, doing so much. You got to switch it in, change it up. If doing your mufflers ain't right. You got to realize things. Put more into the air that the quality of the air that we're breathing.
Mm-hmm.
So the mask is a good thing for two things: air you're breathing, and it helps you filter out the flus and the bugs that's floating around out there. So you definitely. Please, if that gives you a whole nother prospect to look at the game and the game whistle to wear that mask, then let it be that, because it could save you, your loved ones, and your babies
and people you care about's lives. And that's what we're about, trying to alert my people as much as I can, because your lives matter. You're my cousins. You're my uncles. You're my, you know, you're my family, you know. And family, we got to get it together. We got to work together in and out and through all this. Good times, bad times, fun times, silly times, love times. There's time for everything, you see. You just got to take it little by little. You know, thoughtfulness, you know, is a wonderful thing to be a thoughtful person. You know, it's a wonderful thing to be thought of. It's
That's
good.
Right.
You know, it brings good, that's called good love energy that you put inside yourself when you're spreading it out like that. So don't be afraid to communicate to your community leaders about, you know, improving things. Get involved. This last 4 years means, guess what? Somebody dropped the ball and wasn't getting involved, but now
yeah, you got to get involved.
And more people have got involved now. So stay involved, get creative, and you know, do your best to help the situation. Be a part of the solution instead of the problem. You see, it's easy to be part of a problem, as we know.
That's true.
You know, you can be an instigator or a congratulator, not a hater, but a lover. You know, it's come on now. It times are short. You know, I take the test, and all my tests is coming back negative, and I continue to hope and pray that my tests continue to be negative, and that's not going to stop me from getting them, you know.
No, you keep on doing that. Not cutting you off. Did you hear about, I just got a glimpse to it, because, you know, I listen to the news and then I walk away from it. Some airline, some guy was on there and he passed away, and I can't remember exactly. I'm pretty sure, but you know, they ask people, have they test positive? Well, who, if you test positive and you're trying to get somewhere, you think they're gonna tell the truth? I don't like that. That's why I don't get on airplanes. I'm not for flying anywhere. Okay, some kind of way. The system has to be switched over. Well, if you're going to travel up out of here, you better bring a card with you to say, I just test positive a day ago or 20 minutes ago, and I'm next. It's because who's going to tell you the truth? Now, this man got on the flight, and when they had to land, the gentleman was no longer here, okay?
Wow.
And so the persons on that flight, you know, they I said, you know what, and they out there traveling, getting traveling tickets, getting ready to go. They ain't nearly to get that apple pie to die. So that means that we're going to be surging over surging. Keep your mask on when you go outside and stay home and sit on your, you know what, you know how you call it. I'm not understanding it, but I you know, it's like, okay, you can't get caught up. But I just heard it today. I can't remember the airline and all of the cyber, you know. Now we're getting a cyber attack, you know, and it's been hidden for 6 months.
Yeah.
It's like, okay,
mm-hmm.
What else you coming here with? You know, we are resilient people, so don't nothing surprise us. Okay, and seem
no.
like we getting more onto it. What you're trying to do is disunify. See, unification, when you have that unity, no matter who comes together, it is as powerful as an atom bomb. Okay? That unity. So when everybody is clogged up in the head, like you say, they're out there arguing and don't remember what they arguing about, or, you know, this one is trying to, you know, get, yeah, it's unnecessary. It's not, so I learned
everybody
how to breathe.
Everybody wants to be chief. Nobody wants to be an Indian.
we all dancing around in the moccasins in the circle, okay, whether you know it or not, all right? So just, you know, you know, your feathers ain't no higher than mine, okay? We all out here dancing, as I stated, you know, life is a dance. So we all out here dancing with the wind and the birds and the fishes and the leaves blowing on the tree. Everybody does a dance. But let's listen to the similar music. You know, we all hear differently. You know, we got many genres out there. But a beat is a beat, and a rhythm is a rhythm. So let's get on rhythm. Get in rhythm. And take the correct action to get out there and move together. It's crazy. I haven't been in the mall. So you say the stores are closing down. Woo-woo for them. Because I won't go into a mall either. Mm-mm. You know, I'm strict
well,
with me.
It's kind of sad. You people, you know, they don't have enough money. You know, they got, you know, they got to go ahead and I guess, you know, the losses, you know, I think it's a Aldo accessory store is one, yeah.
What
and,
is it?
Accessory
Aldo?
Yeah, Aldo's
Aldo
accessory store.
Oh, yeah, I love Aldo. Yeah, they have nice shoes.
So you can, you know, look around and see what is in your area closest to you, whatever, and see which one you can get to.
Yeah, Aldo
they got
80% nice
off on most of the stuff. Yeah,
okay.
80% off, and I'm sure it gets closer to that last day or so, I guess, going to really be, you know, pretty much, what they call it?
Liquidation.
It, you know?
That's it.
Oh, yes, the final. It's final. So, yes,
is it
they sell in the shelves and everything.
Huh?
They sell, bald head.
Oh, all of the display items and things of that nature.
Yeah,
so they're liquidating.
Everything must go is what they call it.
Mm. Yeah, it's kind of sad. You know, you drive down the street and you go visit the merchants or you pass by the stores, you know, because I'm a family merchant. I like those little small spots and you pass by
right.
the door and they're no longer there, you know. And you
right.
go over.
It's like a desert town in some areas.
Yeah, let me go say hello
to
Ann's not there. You know, because
I still
of
miss
the
my
rent.
Babies playing. You know, going around the schools and seeing them playing and
yes.
listening to them on the playground. I miss that so much.
Yeah,
I miss
nothing
that.
Like
I know there's babies
children.
Out there. Yeah, nothing. It so isn't. And even in my little area, you know, just I keep my running around every day, open my windows, and I turn my TV off and just sit there and just smile
yeah.
and listen to
yeah.
my babies outside
yeah.
playing. I say, oh God, they you know they let them come out and play today, you know. Then
oh,
when I say stop, I go in there, knock on their door. Thank you for letting the kids play today.
Yeah. Oh, you hear them flying?
Let
like
me know
to
the
me.
Schedule so I can listen.
Yeah. They running up and down, you know, kids like to run. And it used to be when you be running,
yeah.
I say, no running, no running. But now I hear them running, I don't say nothing. Just run on, baby. You know, run from one end to the other. You need some exercise.
Yeah.
I just tune it
They're
out,
safe.
You know,
exactly.
because, yeah.
They're safe.
You have
they gotta
to
do something.
Yes, they must. They must.
They got to do
like
something.
The toys. What is this? You know, the toys for tots, like you can
mm-hmm.
drop toys
yeah,
off
yeah.
at the Subaru, and you can
yeah.
drop them off, you know, even at the Fire Academy, which is up in Dodger
mm-hmm.
Stadium, but you don't want to go near that, not right now, not with all those COVID testing lines out there, okay? You don't want to go over to that Dodger Stadium, but that's, but I thought about it. I said, that's good to drop the toys, and, you know, if I had a whole van load, I'd just drop them off, but I'd just rather drop them off a shelf of Slauson, like I used to do, box up turkeys
mm-hmm.
and canned goods and stuff,
right,
and just
right.
see a bunch of kids in the yard playing and say, honey, come over and get this box. Is your mommy home? You know, here, you guys take this, you know.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of stuff I like to do. It's great to do the toy drive, but I do a different type
yeah.
of thing. And that's why the organization that's sponsoring this show, Community Unification and Collaboration, that's how we move
mm-hmm.
out. Got some plans for January for different type of drives and stuff, but I have different areas that I move into. I'm just trying to map it out. To get it set.
Okay.
Yeah, to make sure. So, you know, it's been, these weeks are flying so fast, Aunt G, and you talked about this, you know, not respect. You know, my motto is distance rather than disrespect. You know, you don't want to disrespect anyone, and you are not going to allow them to disrespect you. So if you think that that's going to bring up a different kind of dialogue, you put some distance there. For a minute, like you say, break away. You know, because some people.
You definitely got to get to your corner.
Yeah, you have to, because some people, you don't know where the mindset is. It's all about mindset. And you don't know how a person has to deal with whatever they're going through. So they like to have company up in there with all that argument and disagreeing. And then if you have a temperament like myself, I'm no nonsense. So I don't want it to get into a disrespectful situation, okay? So I just take a deep breath, and look at it. But you're a diffuser. You always have been a diffuser ever since I've known you. You'll step up in there and turn that stuff around.
Yeah. You know why? Because it's sad when the aftermath, when you can't recover. Sometimes some situations you cannot recover from. You see?
No.
So you can be mad. I'm okay. I'll support anybody. Because guess what? You have the right to feel the way you feel. But it's how you do what you do. I don't call nobody out their name. I don't never call nobody out their name.
No.
You know? I call a situation bad words. Not the person. You see, because why would you take the breath? This is somebody that you say is your friend, that you love, that you care about, or this is your mate or whatever, or this is your parent, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can start the situation all the way down to the beginning, the end, and the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
This sucks. Sometimes a job sucks. Had a bad day at work. You know, every now and then we all randomly happen, especially when you're dealing with the public. But what you don't want to do is not put yourself in a situation where you're not able to come back and apologize and rejuvenate and start up again. So,
right.
You know, that's the problem nowadays. People are saying finalized words, and then they're forgetting that they're saying these things, and then when they feel that they change, oh, I'm cool now.
Yeah.
And you don't turn around and be cool back. No, because you finalized it. We've gotten through arguments before, but this particular argument, you finalized it.
Well, I don't get into arguments. If I have to get into an argument with you, I don't need to be around you. I've had friends such as yourself and many, many other people for years, and we've never had an argument. We never had a disagreement. We might exchange and have different opinions, but if I have to get in an argument with you, I'm not going to be around you. Because friends don't do that.
Right.
They don't do that. So, I'm like a faucet, you know, you get me. It's like you say, words are very, very, that mouth will ruin you. So when you can't let it come out, let it be truthful. It can be hurtful, but you're honest. And if you have to go into that direction, then you done anyway. But I it's hard for me to make up. It's hard to make up in relationship, all of that, you know, because if you screw up, you did it, okay? Wonder where I went, because I'm not going to put up with it.
You can screw it up. You can be upset respectfully. That's the point. You can be respectful. So when you say stuff like I'm done, or you can miss me or miss that, you say, you know what I'm saying, and then you put the work in it behind you. Like you bringing up old stuff and this and that.
I can't stand that.
You can't just say, why you can't say focus on the situation at hand.
Right. They want to go all the way back.
Now you realize, wait a minute. So you've been having resentments and all this stuff.
You've been holding.
And then you go around and tell other people, and bring in other people involved instead of just keeping it between. That's when it's like, okay, yeah, you really are done. Because you didn't have to go there. Now people looking at you. This was a situation between you and I, not them and us. You and us. It was you and I. Because if we work it out, then they don't have to have the extra energy to be like, okay, I don't know who to be standing by, or well, I don't want to be mad at this person. Well, now you're not, but I'm still going to be mad at this person, and it ain't got nothing to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, I don't like people arguing in front of the kids. Why?
Oh, no, I don't
They're already
don't
looking
go
at
in
all
the other
bickering
room.
And the stuff. And stuff. Not saying, well, I don't want them to think the world is fake. They're not going to think that the world is fake. They're in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But there's certain things they don't need to learn from you, where their mm-hmm. peace is at, where they're at home.
Right.
To be themselves, you know.
I agree with you on that.
And if they do see you, let it be. Yeah, we're just having a conversation, sweetie. That's all. You know. Yeah, we get a little loud sometimes. It's like a game when you're watching a sports game. Yeah, you scored. Well, that's what happened in your conversation. Yeah, I just made a good point. Yeah, I got a little loud. You know. So, you know, it just like I said, life is going to be life, but don't let life put you in a situation where you end up walking around like a zombie, not knowing who you are, becoming careless, not careful, you know, being hateful, not lovable, you know, just calm down,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a lot going on, folks, so, you know, find a way to embrace somebody, send them a virtual hug, write a letter, you know, and get your feelings out.
Just, well, you know
what? Instead of you talking it out sometimes, you need to write it out.
That's true. That's true. Or people do things, and then they're accustomed to doing it, okay, and that's okay. And then when you check them on it and they know the time is out, then they wanna fix it. Well, it's too late, because this is a situation that we shouldn't have to be wanting to fix. It don't go that way. Different people have different, I guess you can say, buttons or whatever. I like to listen, but I don't like to go back into a situation that went crazy, because I feel it shouldn't have went crazy anyway. So, you know, I'm not one of those on and off type faucet girls. Okay, once I turn the faucet off, that's it. But you have to do something to turn that faucet off, because if I'm in your corner, I'm in your corner. But if I pick up on something that, you know, it just won't happen, because then you're not being true to your being. You know, you're not being true. You're in a situation that you're really not sure of. You don't want to put yourself in an uncomfortable situation like that, trying to figure and walk on the eggshells. And, well, whether no. If I lose trust and I'm not comfortable around you, I will not be around you.
Exactly.
Because
that's the main thing right there, that main word is trust. When there's no longer any trust, then you have to reassess what it is, in fact, what do you have, if anything. After no trust, there's not too much there. It's going to bond it. And, you know, I was going to ask you, Linda, you know, a lot of these teenagers, you know, their life is their social life.
Yes.
So is there a program that you may be aware of, or, you know, that you can, you know, that they can call and, you know, get them a counselor or a group, so they can, you know, if there's someone that they're doing safe, you know, grouping and, you know, to vent and talk and working through things for themselves.
There's probably, I'm pretty sure it is, but what I like to do, and I'm glad that you brought it up, is to get some like-minded young adults and throw the out there idea out there and let them get it started. See, the best way to get things done with a youth is to let them do it, or make them think they thought of it. And because you got some brilliant kids out here, you know, but that's a good idea to put out, because I've had people say, well, we're going to have an event for the youth and we want them to do this and want them to do that. I say, did you put a survey out to them to find out what they wanted to do? And then they look at it. No, you go to them and say, what do you think about this? You guys got a book club, a storytelling club. You let them do it. So I'm glad you brought it up. I deal with young adults in different ages, and by the time you look around, that one that was 13 is 23. Now they grow so fast. But it's areas, so you have to reach back. And where you go with that, it's the parents that really you have to initiate it through, you know, because it has to work from you and from them. It goes on both ends. But that's a good thing to put out there.
If they're not available, though, that sometimes the parents, drugs, alcohol, problems.
Yes, what I'm saying.
Not around.
Yeah. Yeah, it depends. So you have to put out a survey and talk to them. But I'm glad you brought it up. That'll go on my list. Let me see what I can do here. But see, you need to get a spearheader. You need to get that pull person. See, the best way to get each young adult is put another young adult instructing them, and you just sit back in the corner. You let them do it. Like I tell my crew, I don't care what you guys do. I'm with you. We can go. Yeah, you can do that. You can do whatever you want to do. But let me tell you something. I'm not going to jail, and it got to be all legal. Now let me see what you come up with, and I got your back, okay? So if you let them spearhead it, and because it's so confusing out there. There's a lot of anger going on. There's a lot of disappointment. That's why they still going down to these underground clubs. You know, there's some clubs going on around here, and they in there partying.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. So
they're
bad.
Partying
they,
in
they
those
doing
clubs.
It just like back in the day.
Yes. They're here. So, you know, it you know, doing. Yeah, they're out there. I said, are you partying this weekend? Oh, well, just a little bit. I said, well, who are you partying with, your sisters and brothers and your auntie and your parents? And then they look at me, okay, because that means you're not with your family members. You out there hanging out. Okay, you're hanging out. But there's underground clubs here. They're there.
You know what? What was funny, too, that I found out this week, there was the governor let the strip club. It's okay for the strip clubs and the parks to stay open so everybody can get their for entertainment. Isn't that something?
Uh-huh.
You rather close down a business that's going to give me food or a job so people can go out there and throw some money at somebody they absolutely can't go up to nor touch.
That's true. That's true. The sexual gratification.
Well, this might be the safest job you can have now, getting in that, making a few dollars, y'all.
What you say, get in the cage? AG, you have lost your
mind. Get in that cage.
Mind.
Get in that cage. They can't touch you, but you can, might get a couple of dollars, though. Go have your hamburger. You don't have to be hungry.
Because you're considered an essential worker, right?
All shapes and sizes, honey. As long as you fit, you can. You don't have to eat quit.
Oh, my goodness, Gee, you know what? I never even thought of it that way. But you're right. You're absolutely correct. Put the little plexiglass up there and go to work because you're an essential worker. It's for sexual gratification. People got to, you come up with some stuff when you out there with your ears to the ground, you see everything. See, I go to 7-Eleven and come back home, okay? So I'm not out there. I am not out there, but that is considered an essential worker, okay?
At least it's better. Yeah, essential. You got that right. Essential. But what's funny though? I see. Now you don't open up. Okay, so it. Okay. So, I can't go to a club that the performers keep their clothes on and laugh with them at a distance.
Mm-hmm.
But I can go to a club where they take their clothes off.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What are you promoting? You want as many of COVID babies as you can, huh? I mean, you know what? That ain't nothing but a baby making idea.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, but also on a real serious, everybody needs to have an outlet of some sort.
Yeah.
Now that don't mean you go, and just not, not be involved or participate with the one you have at home to go out and look at something.
Right.
But, you need to do entertaining things together. You need to find reasons to enjoy each other's attention. They got these beautiful parks. I cannot wait this weekend. I promise my baby happy. I'm taking him to the park this weekend.
Oh, my goodness. He's probably already standing at the door.
He is. And I keep my word to my pets. I don't know what anybody out there lying to their pets stop. You know, I keep my word to him. For one, I know he knows. It's a crazy thing. I let him pick the treat. I put two treats in the treat. What treat do you want? Do you know he picks?
Mm-hmm.
He's picking out.
And you know what he wants?
He'll go in the bathroom, like I say, he'll use it. Do you know he'll come right up to me and go, you got some cleaning to do? I'm like, dang.
Clean my spot.
Do I have to do it right now? And then he'll face back at me. I gotta get up, Linda, and do it right now.
Oh no, he clean. He wants it clean.
Yeah.
I love it.
Then he look at me. Then he go sit in there and stare at it, and inspect it. He go back in there and inspect it.
No, he don't.
Did I miss a spot?
To make sure that you did everything properly.
Make sure I got everything up.
He's going to the park. He come. So does he like to play with balls, Aunt G, when you take him out? I know he has his special toys and things like that. I have something. I got a special treat for Mr. Happy. Okay, so I got a treat for him. So he's on the treat list, okay? He's going to get a special treat. So don't be trying to pick it out of me. You know,
soft,
you think
you know he's an old man. He's an old man, Linda. As long as it's soft, he may roll over and go get it. Or he might look at me like, I know you're
going to
go get that.
Like they used to tell me, when you going to get in the rings with the dogs? I say, when you get an armless judge. that can't foul me out, right? I said, if I get up there and tell them dogs to get on the teeter-totter, they'll look at me and say, you get on the teeter-totter, okay? But because they have a mind of their own, you know. But sure, he knows he's going to the park, and I know you're gonna keep your word and take him there. Because if you don't, he's gonna get you up out of that house. Oh yeah, he going to the park. You said the word park to him, he's going. He's going tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you're gonna get out there and do some run, jump, jump. My babies, they in Kentucky. They say, well, you know, route your ticket to come into Kentucky to see the babies. Mm-mm. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going. No. When you go into Texas, can you reroute to come in Kentucky? Oh no, I'm not even going into Texas. I'm not getting on a plane at this time unless I own it. I'm flying it. I'm the pilot. And nobody's on there but me and the instruments, okay? So that is the mm-hmm. only way I'm going to fly in to sit, because it's like, because, you know, people, this is a capitalistic society. People want money, and they like to make money. And when they making money, they don't care none about what the repercussions are going to be. You have mm-hmm. to be wise on that and decide how you want to do that. You know, same way, you know, with agents, and I have agents, shoot, those people call me so many times to come on auditions, they call me more times in a week than they call me in a couple of years. I said, I ain't crazy. I'm not going out there. I will not make $200 and get COVID. Oh, well, the studios are, I didn't steam them out. Nope, I got underlying health conditions. I ain't coming. Nope, don't even. Why are you calling me? You say, why are you calling me? I'm going out there. You don't care about my life. That's a percentage and a commission for you. I care about my life. So guess what? I just miss out on that, huh? No.
I'm a little special.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
And I say, you know, I'm a little special sometimes. And I try to get quick with it sometimes on my feet. I'm going to tell you what happened the other day. So, you know, my mama D, ended up in the hospital, having to stay in the hospital. She's still
okay.
in the hospital. So
oh, okay. She didn't come in. Okay.
Out something. Yeah. And so they, because of their lameness, need to say, they now found a large blood clot in her chest. So we're working on that.
Okay.
So
okay.
anyway,
okay.
I told the worker, I said, okay. Because they have a special doctor that knows exactly. He dealt with it before, so we got somebody that's going to take care of it on Monday. Because he had to take this one weekend, because normally he would be in, right?
Okay.
So I told the nurse, the worker. You know, you have caseworkers now, y'all don't know about that. When you go in the hospital, you have caseworkers from your medical program that does
mm-hmm.
handles your medical stuff for you and authorizes it, okay? So she's like, they told my mom, said, "Oh, you're not gonna be able to have no company, you know, no visitors,
mm-hmm.
right?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "No, they don't need to worry about. Look, you went in with no COVID. You need to come back home. Make sure you come back home with no COVID." I said, "Now, doggone it, yeah, you're gonna have to make sure everybody working on in this hospital room that they're tested negative." As of recent, like they just came home from a quarantine and they're negative. Those are the only nurses that can work up in here. Because
mm-hmm.
She come home with anything else other than what she came with, it's gonna be a very interesting night, a long night for you guys.
Especially dealing with you because you're a little touch.
They say, oh yes, we're very careful. That's an excuse. I already heard that. No. Like, not my fault. No, it is. So mm-hmm. we got people, you know, and because they're saying that some of the nurses, you know, we don't know where they're going home or not. They might be going to party. They're telling you, yeah, we're going straight home. No,
we're going home.
They're going to their friend's house. No, they're not going home. You know, they're dropping it like a house somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Getting a drink and stuff, you know, going public places, then they go home. Not mm-hmm. saying that you shouldn't be able to wind down, you know, because it is a very, very serious.
Oh, it's very stressful. That's, you know, I just take my
hand.
I mean, yeah, I just have so much respect. Yeah.
All the nurses and the doctors, all the frontliners, all the delivery people, all of you out there doing, the, especially you postal workers, you guys go through the most mudge at times. So my heart and my admiration and support, fire department, thank you so much. And the police department, I know you guys have been getting the short end of the sticks as well, you know, but you guys are still hanging in there. And I thank you, everybody, you know, to try to keep everything as normal and functioning and people abiding by things as much as possible, you know. So everybody,
no, you have to give them the hats off and give them and honor them for where they have to go. And I'm glad you brought it up, because they definitely have our hearts and our love over here. And I'm like you, when I go, once I do go in and there's someone working, I make sure that I'm very pleasant and ask them how they're doing. And I went to, I think it was one store I went into, and the girl was cashing in. I say, "Where's your gloves?" "Oh, I don't. I went in my purse. I said, put these gloves on, okay? Put these gloves on. They're not supplying you with gloves up in here." I said, "Go get a box off the shelf, okay? You need to have some gloves on your hand." Same young man I saw, he was, they were sanitizing, you know, the equipment and stuff. I said, "Where's your gloves?" "Oh, they don't give us none." I said, "Y'all have gloves in this store. Go get a box. Let me go get a box and open it up for you. Put on some gloves. Okay? And if you got a problem with it, here's my number. Call me. Put on these gloves." Mm-hmm. You know, you got these people out here working. People don't care. They, you know, evidently, no. I know you have, no. That's not going to happen. You see, people, you never know who you're up around. You never know who you're dealing with. You never know why I'm talking to you, okay? But I got a vow, and I got a mission. So when I'm looking at stuff, I'm going to get it back to somebody, okay? No, go, let me go get this box. Okay, where's your gloves? I'll pull them off the shelf and open them up and say, "Put them on. Where's your manager? If you say something, where's the manager? And where's your gloves, sir?" Okay? See, you know we are both touched. You know we all got some conditions, right?
Yep.
And it's okay. I'd like to get in trouble, but I'm like John Lewis. I get into that good trouble, okay? But I'm going to get into trouble.
It'll be like back braces. Where's your back brace? You're doing all this listening. What's going on?
Yeah, you know, so people, like I said, this is all a new beginning. AG, I love you. But you see, you got me today, and that's why I'm blasting you out
this
show.
No.
You got out the car with that bag, and I changed my 12 feet to 6 feet, and it's a beautiful, beautiful. I can't wait to see what's inside of it, but I'm going to keep my word. And on that note, we going to cut out of here, because it is Find It Out Friday. You know, that's why we make it Find It Out Friday, because we might talk about anything on here. And I had a friend to call me, "Well, this company, and they do this, and then they're CNN." I say, "Well, we ain't CNN. We the real deal, okay? We just give you what you want to hear, and hopefully you'll grasp it and it helps you, you know, because it's because of the listeners that keep us going, and I hope we keep them going. It's like the real deal over here, okay? We're not going to be strict about it. We're not going to. I'm getting ready to bring in another show. I will talk to you about it. It's for my babies. But I put my survey out there, so they're going to have to tell me what they want. And they might be pushing the button, okay? Because, you know, I like to grab them and show them. So, but I want to add another segment in, but I need to see what they want, you know, how they want to do it. It's like you cannot tell people to eat vanilla ice cream when all they used to eating is strawberry. You find out what they want, okay? And then wherever they want, and you open it up and let them decide how they want to go with it. And then when they come up with a solution, get them busy. Let them orchestrate it and program it. Okay, this is your baby.
Yeah.
All right. We can't have this and we can't have this. But either way, you know, we have to keep it nice and respectful. So how, what do you guys want? So that's on number two. So we're talking about that. Mm-hmm. And also I'm going to find out about this social club. Like I said, they got the underground clubs. Oh, they hanging out down there. So let me find out why, you know, what else they can do.
Put on all three of your masks. And don't look and put on the gloves that you use in the kitchen. I want it all the way up the elbow.
Girl, you know I love them big old yellow gloves.
On your little hands, and it'll cover your whole forearm up.
Yeah,
your
I
elbow.
Love the big
like
old yeah. I call them gardening gloves.
Gardening gloves.
Yeah, I love those. But no, I go in the store and pull the gloves
because
off the shelf.
The bugs climb up.
Yeah, yeah. I take the gloves off the shelf, open up the merchandise, and say, put them on. You can't wait on me, but put these gloves on and keep them on. And why aren't you guys wearing gloves? Okay, because they don't care. You know, if nobody cares, you have to care. Okay, you must take care of yourself. You have to care.
You really do.
I mean, how many, you know, how many times I get in trouble when some be going down and it don't suit me, they be calling me radical, rebel, whatever. I said I'm all of that. And you have a wonderful observation. But you know what? We going to change this, okay? And they say, you know, something's wrong with her. Always have been. Oh, well, you know that young lady has AD.
I
say, you know what?
Everybody
nobody cares. That's what I'm saying. So, you know, on Find It Out Friday, listeners, like I say, AG keep her ears to the ground and she bring it and we real here. But I want to tell each and every one of you something. I told you about dancing. But if you get a little bit unbalanced out there, and it's kind of like, you know, kind of like upsetting you. I need you to please call NAMI. And that's at 1-800-950-6264. 1-800-950-6264. And that is to keep that balance there for you. And give us a call at 323-769-5879. This is for my babies out there, my young adults. And tell me about your social clubs out there. I already know about the underground, so you don't have to lie about that. I know what's going on. But I want to see what other ideas you might have that I can assist you with. Because, you know, waking up with Linda Mac Shan is all about assisting you and supporting you.
And
so give us a call, 769-323-769-5879. Let me know what you want to hear and what you want to do. And I'm here for you. And if it's something that we can get it done, because, you know, we change makers over here. You know, change agents become change makers. And between AG and myself and the other hosts that participate, we are family. But we are family that believe in getting things done. So give us a call and let us know what you want or where you have in your problem, okay? Any way that we can assist you. Any way that we can assist you.
You can also dial 211 for information on any programs or any questions about, you know, if you need questions about anything, pretty much.
Yeah.
211.
Because that's what we're here for. It's not about us. We don't believe in the me. It's about each and every one of you out there to do what you have to do. So on that note, AG, I'm going to take us out here with some Patty, because Patty's going to tell us what Christmas is about. I love you. I will be speaking with you. And thank you for my happy, okay?
Everybody have a happy holiday. So on Friday, next Friday will be Christmas. So you all enjoy your holiday and enjoy and New Year's is right behind that. So happy New Year's, Merry Christmas. Love on each other. Love on each other. Love on yourself.
Yes.
And don't forget.
Yes.
Don't forget. You feel the love that you give, so that love, when it comes back to you, and it don't have to come back from the person you give it to, but it out in the universe, and it will always come back to you when you give
feel
it
the
from
love.
A free place.
Yes, it's going to boomerang back on you.
God bless.
Love you.
Y'all be safe out there.
Love you, Angie. Thank you again for my present. I'm going to send you a picture after I get my background set up. Okay? We love you.
Okay.
Good night.
Yes, we'll do. Good night.
All right.
Thank you. It's that special time of year, and with Christmas drawing near, we run around all over town and try to spread a little cheer. But it's more than names on our shopping list. It's a time to reminisce. Children play, while grown-ups plan the holiday. We do all we should, trying to be good and remembering to give praise. But it's more than fancy bows and mistletoe. It's joy unspeakable and love.
Collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.